Welcome, world, and welcome back to Sun Radio. I'm David Larkins of the Winnipeg Sun. Glad you could join me one more time as we take you on campus, and we continue in a three-part series that we started the other day talking to the three athletic directors of the universities in Manitoba. The other day it was Doran Reed from the University of Winnipeg, and we talked about the Westmen, not only things that happened this season, but also going ahead to the future, and got some insight from Doran about the way things are going at U of W downtown. Today we shift our focus to another part of the city, and we move to the University of Manitoba. The athletic director, Colleen Dufresne, joins me, and we will talk a lot about, obviously, the facilities that are popping up on campus, the big one, the big news for U of M, of course, the football stadium that will be housing the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and, of course, the Manitoba Bisons as well. And we'll talk about that, as well as there's a healthy living center that is being in its infancy, in its development, and so that's also big news for the school. And then we'll get some insight from Colleen as well into some things Canada West and CIS related. She'll have a unique perspective on that as she sits on, or chairs, pardon me, a couple of committees, one at the CIS level, one at the Canada West level. So we'll talk a little bit about the direction that the conference and the CIS as a whole may be going. So without further ado, let's get to it. Colleen Dufresne is the athletic director at the University of Manitoba and joins me from her office at the U of M. Colleen, thanks very much for taking a little bit of time out of your day. I know things are busy for you right now, but how is life there at U of M for you?
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said busy. You know, everyone is busy around here, staff planning for, you know, ramping up year-end reports, et cetera, and then looking forward to what's going to happen next year. And then coaches are continuing to recruit and get, you know, kids to commit. So it's a busy place.
Maybe if you can just kind of give listeners a bit of a glimpse into maybe what, as of right now, I know you've got meetings coming up, you've got a lot of things on your plate, but what is sort of a day, a week in the life for you in that job?
Well, we have a couple of staff hirings, so it's been pretty busy in terms of interviews and presentations and that kind of thing. So we're hiring a women's soccer coach, so that's taken up the better part of this week. But, you know, typically that's not a part of my week, but I would have probably three or four conference calls with my colleagues across Canada West and the CIS in the course of a week, dealing with the sport committee, and I'm on the CIS board, so
right.
You know, we could be dealing with any matters on those calls. I'm on too many committees.